Since last spring, Philadelphia school district leaders have been sounding the alarm about this year's fiscal plight. But even after months of hand-wringing and headlines, schools have wound up with less than last year. WHYY's Kevin McCrory has this look back on a summer of false starts, bluffs, and political theater.
Here was Superintendent William Hite in late April, explaining what would happen if the district didn't receive enough funds to close its budget gap.
Our schools will go from insufficient to just empty shelves that do not represent what I consider a functioning school.
Hite said he was agnostic about the source of the funding, but offered a laundry list of revenue-generating options, including making permanent the 1% city sales tax hike, authorizing the Philadelphia cigarette tax, instituting a statewide tax on natural gas drilling, and giving schools a greater share of city real estate taxes. A little more than a month later, still none of these things happened, and the possibility of 1,000 more layoffs and outrageous class sizes across the board seemed more likely. This was Hite at a school reform commission meeting in late May.
After cutting all that we cut a year ago, how is it possible that we're asked to cut any more? How is it possible that we can say to our students that we're going to take more things away?
By mid-June, City Council ditched its plan to split the sales tax proceeds between city pensions and schools. Following the clamor of advocates and Mayor Nutter, they decided to give $120 million to the district. Council also pledged to borrow an additional $30 million for schools. There ended concrete substantive action, and much of the rest of the summer was spent watching the state legislature hem and haw about authorizing the Philadelphia cigarette tax. In late June, State Budget Secretary Charles Zogby, a Corbett administration official, made it plain that passage would require a quid pro quo. Then and now, Republican leadership has been hoping to pass state employee pension reform.
So if Philadelphia Democrats aren't going to be there for what needs to be done, then nobody's going to be there for them. And they can go home and tell their constituents why there's no money, like they couldn't get any money for the school district.
Spokesman for House GOP leadership Steve Miskin affirmed that view.
I'm just telling you, the cigarette tax is off the table as long as they continue to be a no on everything. You know, it's not just a one vote. It's, you know, the whole series. If they continue to be a no on everything, that's where it's at.
Passage was also gummed up by disagreements over other non-related items stuffed into the bill that put Republican leaders in the House and Senate at odds. As public pressure mounted, Governor Corbett distanced himself from the quid pro quo position and urged the legislature to pass a clean cigarette tax bill. But then the legislature departed Harrisburg for vacation, and House leadership admitted that they were having trouble convincing members to reconvene during their months-long summer break. Around this time, a frustrated Wendell Pritchett resigned from his post as a school reform commissioner.
We, the school district and the SRC, have made tons of difficult decisions over the past 3 years. We closed 31 schools. We laid off 500 administrative staff, 5,000 people. Despite the fact that we've made a lot of difficult decisions, there are not that many other people that are willing to make difficult decisions to support our kids, and that's pretty frustrating.
With all eyes focused on the cigarette tax, Hite upped the ante by raising the possibility of shortening the school year. In early August, Corbett called a press conference at his Philadelphia office to announce a fix that he said would allow schools to open on time.
I'm authorizing today $265 million in advance payments to the Philadelphia School District. These payments represent an early disbursement of funds that the district would normally receive throughout the school year.
Hite, though, mere moments later, with Corbett at his back, essentially said the announcement didn't make a difference. Despite the press conference, the district had already been counting on that advance. Holding on to a hope that the legislature would reconvene to pass the cigarette tax, Hite again continued to threaten a shortened school year. But in the face of logistical realities, in mid-August, Hite finally showed his cards.
To delay school opening, during which time we would be required to continue paying employees, make our charter school payments, and meet other contractual obligations, all while students are not being educated, punishes students for the failures of adults.
Schools opened on time, and the district has thus far avoided mass layoffs by banking on the promise that cigarette tax money will begin flowing by October. House leadership says that will happen, but given the summer squabbles between the House and Senate, uncertainty persists. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCrory.